This is a Zero Agenda news podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. From Ottoman reform to Section 377, Iran's revolutionary penal code, and modern digital entrapment. How layered legal systems became tools of persecution. The paper covers the period from 1858 to present. It has 19 timeline entries. The timeline includes 19 entries graded as fact. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is legal origins and colonial layering, 1858-1978. 1858. Ottoman Penal Code omits sodomy as a statutory offense. The Ottoman Penal Code of 1858, modeled on the Napoleonic Code, omitted sodomy as a statutory offense. The omission is often described as decriminalization, but recent scholarship cautions that this imports a modern Western legal category into a legal system where same-sex intimacy had not been criminalized in the same statutory form. This entry is graded as fact. 1860. Britain exports Section 377 to its colonies. 2 years after the Ottoman decriminalization, the British Raj enacts Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code, criminalizing carnal intercourse against the order of nature, with imprisonment up to life. Over subsequent decades, Britain exports equivalent provisions to its colonies across Africa, the Middle East, the Caribbean, and Southeast Asia. This entry is graded as fact. 1961. Egypt passes debauchery, law later weaponized against same-sex conduct. Egypt enacts Law No. 10 in 1961 on combating prostitution and debauchery. Egypt has no standalone law explicitly targeting homosexuality, but prosecutors and courts subsequently interpret Article 9b's prohibition on debauchery, fujur, to cover consensual same-sex conduct. Public morality provisions in the Penal Code are used alongside this law in prosecutions. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is revolutionary recodification and Islamization from 1979 to 2012. February-May 1979. Iran's Islamic Revolution immediately executes people for sexual offenses. Within weeks of Ayatollah Khomeini's return to Tehran and the proclamation of the Islamic Republic, executions for sexual offenses begin. The Washington Post documented 3 men executed in May 1979 on sexual offense charges. In a September 1979 interview with Italian journalist Oriana Fallaci, Khomeini defended the executions using the analogy of cutting off a gangrenous finger, stating, "Corruption, corruption." This entry is graded as fact. February 1979. Pakistan's Zia-ul-Haq enacts Hudood ordinances, adding a Sharia layer over inherited colonial law. General Mohammad Zia-ul-Haq enacts 5 Hudood ordinances as the centerpiece of his Islamization program. The Zina Ordinance criminalizes all sexual conduct outside marriage, with death penalty provisions for acts meeting Hudood evidentiary requirements. The same 4-witness standard that functioned as de facto non-enforcement under classical Sharia. This entry is graded as fact. From 1979 to 1982, Iran's Islamic Penal Code codifies death penalty for male same-sex intercourse. Iran's post-revolutionary Islamic Penal Code codifies the death penalty for lavat, penetrative same-sex acts between men, and discretionary sentences, including flogging for non-penetrative acts and acts between women. Conviction can rest on prescribed evidentiary rules or confession. Human rights organizations have repeatedly documented coercive interrogation conditions in Iranian criminal cases. This entry is graded as fact. 1990s, present. Pakistan's Section 377 functions as a police extortion mechanism rather than a prosecution tool. 3 independent institutional sources document the same pattern. Section 377, prosecutions in Pakistan rarely proceed through formal judicial channels. Instead, the law provides police with a legal pretext for systematic extortion. Gay men and transgender women are detained, threatened with prosecution, and released in exchange for cash or sexual favors. This entry is graded as fact. November 2005. Iran executes men for homosexual conduct. Human Rights Watch documents pattern. Human Rights Watch documents multiple executions in Iran for homosexual conduct in 2005, including a November report on two men executed in Gorgan. This entry is graded as fact. Ongoing as of 2010s, Gulf states enforce criminalization through police, religious courts, and forced exams. Saudi Arabia has no single codified law explicitly against homosexuality, but enforces prohibitions through the Sharia court system and historically the religious police, Mutawa, whose powers of arrest were stripped by royal decree in 2016, but who retain a reporting and patrol role. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is digital persecution, escalating sentences, and legal regression from 2013 to 2026. June 2015, March 2021. Turkey bans Istanbul Pride, then withdraws from the Istanbul Convention, citing LGBTQ normalization. In June 2015, Istanbul's governorate bans the annual Pride March, which had drawn large crowds in previous years. Police disperse attendees with tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets. Amnesty International later states that Istanbul Pride has been unlawfully banned since 2015. On 20 March 2021, President Erdogan signs Presidential Decree No. This entry is graded as fact. September, October 2017. Egypt launches mass arrests after rainbow flag at concert. On 22 September 2017, several young people wave rainbow flags at a Cairo concert by Lebanese band Mashru Layla. Egyptian security forces launch a systematic crackdown, making at least 43 documented arrests within days under debauchery and public morality laws. Prosecutors subject multiple detainees to forced anal examinations. This entry is graded as fact. February 2023. HRW documents state-run digital entrapment of LGBT people across 5 MENA countries. Human Rights Watch releases a 135-page report. All this terror because of a photo. Digital targeting, and its offline consequences for LGBT people in the Middle East and North Africa, documenting systematic state-run entrapment across Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Tunisia. This entry is graded as fact. May 2023. Pakistan's federal Sharia court strikes key transgender rights protections. In May 2023, Pakistan's federal Sharia court declares key sections of the landmark 2018 Transgender Persons Act incompatible with Islamic principles, including provisions linked to self-identification. Human Dignity Trust and Outright International describe the ruling as a major rollback of formal transgender rights protections. This entry is graded as fact. January 2024. Houthi Court sentences 9 men to death by stoning and crucifixion in Yemen. On 23 January 2024, a Houthi criminal court in Damma, northern Yemen, sentences 9 men to death, 7 by stoning and 2 by crucifixion, on charges including homosexuality, spreading immorality, and immoral acts. 23 others receive prison sentences between 6 months and 10 years. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Colonial law, not Islamic jurisprudence, is the dominant source of current criminalization. Many anti-homosexuality laws in Muslim-majority countries today are traceable to British colonial penal codes rather than directly to classical Islamic jurisprudence. The Ottoman Empire's 1858 penal reform did not create a modern anti-sodomy offense. Britain, almost simultaneously, exported Section 377 and related provisions through colonial criminal law. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Digital infrastructure is a structural amplifier, not just a tool. Laws that existed for decades without systematic mass enforcement are now being applied at scale because smartphones, dating applications, and social media make identification and entrapment feasible at minimal cost to the state. The 2023 HRW report establishes that this is not incidental. It is a deliberate and coordinated strategy documented in at least 5 countries. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The gap between documented and estimated execution totals is evidentiary, not rhetorical. The documented execution count and the higher estimates often cited for Iran answer different evidentiary questions. The documented count is narrower and case verified. Higher estimates attempt to account for opaque courts, overlapping charges, and decades of missing records. The paper therefore uses the documented figure as the factual anchor and describes higher totals only as contested estimates. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Colonial law, not Islamic jurisprudence, is the dominant source of current criminalization. Many anti-homosexuality laws in Muslim-majority countries today are traceable to British colonial penal codes rather than directly to classical Islamic jurisprudence. The Ottoman Empire's 1858 penal reform did not create a modern anti-sodomy offence. Britain almost simultaneously exported Section 377 and related provisions through colonial criminal law. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Digital infrastructure is a structural amplifier, not just a tool. Laws that existed for decades without systematic mass enforcement are now being applied at scale because smartphones, dating applications, and social media make identification and entrapment feasible at minimal cost to the state. The 2023 HRW report establishes that this is not incidental. It is a deliberate and coordinated strategy documented in at least 5 countries. The practical recommendation is direct. States retaining British colonial anti-sodomy statutes should recognize the origin of those laws. Several countries in the MENA and South Asian regions criminalize same-sex conduct under laws derived directly from the 1860 Indian Penal Code. India repealed Section 377 in 2018, Angola 2019, Botswana 2019, and others have done the same by framing repeal as decolonization of the criminal code rather than adoption of Western values. The practical recommendation is direct. Technology platforms operating in criminalizing states must treat LGBTQ user data as high risk. The 2023 HRW report establishes that state actors and private extortion networks use platform features, location data, profile photos, message histories, to identify, entrap, and prosecute LGBTQ people in capital cases. Platforms operating in these markets are collecting evidence that is being used in prosecutions carrying the death penalty. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com